This is the Straight Truth Podcast, biblical answers to difficult questions from a Christian worldview. Many things fall into the realm of Christian liberty, and I wonder if we could discuss some of those things as well. How do we determine what actually falls in that realm of Christian liberty? What are the principles in the New Testament that guide us in understanding what Christians are free to do and how to live versus those that are not? And also, how do we interact with other Christians who might disagree with us in terms of what Christians are free to do?
Let's begin with determining what belongs to the realm of liberty. Obviously, anything the Bible doesn't expressly forbid would be one way to think about that. I think I would expand that a bit, though, and say we need to consider at the same time things forbidden by Scripture in principle. So the Bible doesn't expressly say, for example, you know, thou shalt not smoke marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible does expressly condemn drunkenness, inebriation, being under the influence of some substance. So if our desires are right, which is we want to honor the Lord, and I would say that as well, Josh, I don't even think we can get good answers to this question unless our hearts are in the right place, which is I want to live a life that honors Christ.
Right.
So if our hearts are in the right place, then we're not just asking, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
We're asking, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way I would look at that, is what has the Bible not forbidden, either expressly or by principle? That is what would belong to the realm of liberty. In terms of, what was the next part of your question? I'm sorry.
I was asking, you know, how do Christians handle disagreements over matters of liberty?
The principle that rules over the land of liberty, so to speak, is love.
Mm.
So whatever it is that belongs to the realm of liberty, it is something that I function in that realm with love for God and love for others ruling. That is the ruling principle over that realm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the understanding that not everything that is allowable is profitable. So just because something is not forbidden doesn't mean it's the most profitable choice I can make. It doesn't mean it's going to be best for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that, of course, extends to my love for God. Is this going to actually benefit me? Is this going to be most helpful to me in my relationship with the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
That also extends to my relationship with others. Is this going to profit others? Is it going to be beneficial for others? Is this going to be something edifying and helpful to someone else? So not all things that are allowable are profitable. Is this the wisest choice I can make? No, God has not forbidden it, but is it the best choice I can make? And in those sorts of ways, we can have conversations with other believers about whether or not I should operate in some realm of liberty.
So the classic case that comes up on this question is Paul's discussion about food sacrificed to idols. So I wonder if you could just explain what in the world is going on in that passage, and what does Paul mean, and what is really Paul's conclusion there when he mentions food sacrificed to idols? Because you just quoted a little bit from what he eventually concludes. And how does that affect us today? Because most of the time today we're thinking of questions related to, I mean, you mentioned marijuana, but alcohol is certainly
the number one issue
among believers.
People want to talk about, So in the New Testament world, you have, it's a world of paganism. Outside of the Jewish world, it's a world of paganism. And in that pagan culture, you had multiplicities of gods, and with those gods, sometimes you had sacrifices. The meat sacrificed to those idols ended up in the public market. People could buy it, could purchase some of that meat out of the public marketplace. And so the question was, for a believer in Christ, should I buy meat that has been sacrificed to idols and ingest it? Should that be what my family has for dinner tonight?
Mm-hmm.
And some people, as a matter of conscience, could not do that. They thought of that as sinning against the Lord. I will not buy and partake of meat sacrificed to idols. Other people said that an idol doesn't really exist at all. An idol it represents a false god. It represents the realm of the demonic. But in terms of the idol itself, it doesn't really exist. And so meat is meat, and there's nothing special about the meat that I buy out of the marketplace. It's just meat.
Yeah.
And so with understanding and maturity, I recognize that's just meat and I can partake of it. And so the question became, if you're one of those who feel free to partake of that meat, and someone comes to your home and their conscience dictates that they should not partake of that meat, what do you do with it? You know, do you flaunt your liberty? Do you flaunt your maturity? Do you flaunt your understanding and invite them over to dinner to make sure they get the message and you help them grow in their understanding? Or do you turn that away and not do that to them? And Paul's argument in Romans, for example, is that love must rule over these situations. You don't destroy your brother over meat, right? And so what you don't encourage each other to do is violate your conscience. If your conscience indicates this is something you ought not to do, even if your conscience is misinformed, you don't violate your conscience. You can inform your conscience, but you don't violate your conscience. So that's the context of the verses we're referring to.
What does he say, that some have a weak conscience versus a strong conscience?
Yeah, the strong conscience is the rightly informed conscience.
Okay.
So we can feel guilty over things we shouldn't. That's a weak conscience.
That's a weak one.
Yeah. I would also say, though, that there are people who feel free over things they shouldn't.
Yeah, good point.
So that happens, too. And so we have to take it issue by issue, question by question. Let's take, for instance, the matter of drinking. Does the Bible say that drinking alcohol is a sin? No. Drunkenness is a sin. The Bible doesn't say that drinking alcohol is a sin. However, what is interesting to me is, from all that I've been able to look at and gather, it is just a historical, factual reality that they often mixed their alcohol with water to avoid drunkenness. To many, it was preferable. To some, alcohol unmixed was drink for barbarians. So I don't want to get into that discussion. My point being, I know lots of people who want to justify their drinking. They don't even want to go to that part of the discussion. They don't want to even consider what was taking place in the first century world, for example. They're not wanting to hear the scriptures in their historical context. They just want to say, drinking's not a sin, so I'm free to drink. So in all these issues, am I willing to really examine the matter? Am I really willing to really study the issue? Am I just wanting to justify behavior? Or do I want to do what's most pleasing to God? It's a total another discussion, but in the realm of alcohol, I'm one who doesn't drink at all. And it has to do with, I don't think it's the wisest decision one can make. Even though I'm one who would agree, if you have a glass of wine, I'm not saying you have sinned, but is this the wisest choice you can make? And so I would come at it from that angle, and there's a whole long discussion to be had over that issue. But when it comes to all matters of liberty, is my aim to please the Lord? Is love ruling over this? My love for God and my love for others? Am I mindful of stumbling blocks I can set before other people? Am I concerned about their spiritual well-being? So those are the sorts of things that come into the discussion.
All right, helpful. Thank you. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast. Now, Straight Truth is listener supported. So if you'd like to find out ways how you can help us to continue to produce this podcast, you can go to our website and find out ways to do that, straighttruth.net. At that website, you'll also find links to all of our previous episodes and our social media channels, so be sure to check it out. Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.